Contract talks between Boston Public Schools and the teachers' union are getting more heated. The dispute erupted yesterday onto the stage at a national education conference being held in Boston. The gathering was focused on extending the school day, which is one of the main obstacles in the teachers' negotiations with the city. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports on the flare-up.
If there was any doubt about the status of the Boston teacher contract negotiations, both sides have now made it clear that things are very tense. Boston Public School Superintendent Carol Johnson opened yesterday's National Expanded Learning Time Conference, saying one of the facts about the city schools that she's not proud of is the average length of the school day.
We have among the shortest work days in the Commonwealth, among the shortest work days in the nation. In other districts that I've worked in, teachers worked a 7 3/4 hour day. I don't think it's unusual for people to work more than 6 hours a day.
6 hours is the average length of the day in Boston elementary and middle schools. It's 6.5 hours in the city's high schools. In most charter schools, the days are longer, sometimes by as much as 3 hours. And, as Johnson pointed out, Boston teachers are paid about $20,000 more each year than the average charter school teacher. Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers Union, which is the national parent of the Boston Teachers Union, criticized Johnson for criticizing teachers. She said Boston teachers agree that longer days would boost student achievement, but teachers must be paid more for that.
Rather than the superintendent actually engaging in a problem-solving process to make this work, she'd rather go out in a public forum and trash the amazing teachers that she has.
Johnson's office calls that a mischaracterization of her remarks. But Superintendent Johnson does say the entire school day needs to be restructured, including the thinking about how teachers are paid. For example, hourly rates for teachers. Johnson says the district cannot afford to pay the average $41 an hour for each hour worked beyond the traditional school day.
Teachers and paraprofessionals, other support staff, everybody would have to be compensated. Also, if we prorated the amount of what teachers are making, it certainly would be $41 million.
Maybe the superintendent should go back to school and learn some simple arithmetic.
Richard Stutman is president of the Boston Teachers Union.
The extended school day that her negotiating team has proposed would cost $11 million, not $41 million.
In the almost two dozen Massachusetts schools with longer days, the teachers are compensated for their time. One of the success stories often mentioned in the extended day conversation is the Edwards Middle School in Charlestown. About 600 students are in school here from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday. On Fridays, students have a half day and teachers have professional development in the afternoon.
We have turned our school around. We were originally a school that was about to get shut down. We were the lowest performing middle school in the city.
Amrit Asani, director of instruction at the Edwards, says a state grant pays $1,300 per student per year for the extra time, which the school added 6 years ago.
Now we have one of the highest growths in achievement levels in the city of Boston. So we're really proud of that, and we believe that that time has, and how we've used the time, is how we've been able to get those results.
The teachers at Edwards say they help design the extended day, and they can choose whether to stay beyond the contract mandated 1:40 p.m. and get paid extra if they do stay. For the new Boston teacher contract, the school district is proposing 5% teacher salary increases over 4 years. The teachers' union is requesting 10% increases over 3 years. The teachers' contract expired 14 months ago, and no new talks are scheduled. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.